It turns out a Republican legislator has been paid to consult for a lobby firm that has business before the state. This is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday here with the Texas Minute. In Chambers County, there were 10 suspected aliens arrested because someone in their stash house was apparently downloading child pornography. More on that coming up. The Sulphur Springs Independent School District is asking voters there to approve new debt that will cost taxpayers more than $280 million on top of the $55.9 million they already have in principal and interest on debt. The district wants to build two new schools and renovate two others. More than 3 months after a law went into effect banning in higher education the left-wing agenda known as diversity, equity, and inclusion, officials at the University of Texas at Dallas have announced they'll be officially eliminating around 20 faculty positions. The campus is closing its Office of Campus Resources and Support in order to comply with the new law. UTD President Richard Benson said the employees impacted by the change will be able to apply for other open positions on campus. Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe was the author of the DEI ban. He said he expects all of the state's colleges and universities to be in compliance with the law. A group of individuals suspected of being in the United States illegally have been arrested at a house in Baytown for possession of child pornography. The Chambers County Sheriff's Office has explained that they executed an evidentiary search warrant of the residence after the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force uncovered information revealing that images and videos of child pornography had been downloaded at that location. Officers forcefully entered the house after the occupants refused to open their door. Once inside, police discovered a group of 10 people they suspected to be in the country illegally. Charges are pending in the case. The Texas Minute will be right back.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State, and most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, coming April 17th.
A new report reveals that Republican State Representative Gary Van Dever of New Boston was a paid consultant for a lobbying firm from 2020 until at least 2022. While Van Dever has claimed that the Powell Group is, quote, not a lobby firm, the group's own website states that their government relations services include lobbying. The group describes itself as helping school district leaders and businesses in the, quote, education space influence local and state legislative and regulatory matters. Now, you probably won't be surprised to learn that Gary Van Dever was a public school administrator and has been a loud opponent of school choice. Records reveal that the Powell Group has lobby clients, including the Texas Association of Rural Schools, the Association of Texas Professional Educators, and the Texas Rural Broadband Commission. In a statement to the Dallas Express, Van Dever claimed he was not involved with lobbying for the group's clients. You can find the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was produced by Nick Shepard. It was based on the original reporting of Luca Cacciatore, Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, and Brandon Waltons. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.